Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Arla, and we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav talks about the halachos of Kilei HaKerem, because Kilei HaKerem has very similar halachos to Arla, in that you have to burn both of them. They're both Asr Bahana'a, and both of them have the same shear for Bittul, meaning the Bittul happens Bimasayim. So the Mishnah talks about how Bittul happens when it comes to Kilei HaKerem. Mishayilo Chavili Tilton Shel Kilei HaKerem Yedalku. If you have bundles of Tilton, which according to your Rosh Hashanah Machzor is fenugreek, and they were an Isser of Kilei HaKerem, means that they grew in close proximity to a grapevine, and therefore it became Kilei HaKerem, and then you bundle them together. So a bundle is a whole bunch. The Rav points out it's 25 pieces of Tilton that are bundled together. So you have bundles of fenugreek that are Kilei HaKerem, so you have to burn them, but let's say any one of those bundles became mixed with other bundles of fenugreek that were not Kilei HaKerem, that were totally mutter, then kulam yudalku, then you have to burn all of them, even if it's more than a 200-to-1 ratio, divrei Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that a bundle of fenugreek is considered a davar chashuv, and therefore you cannot be mevatel that which is a davar chashuv. What makes it a davar chashuv? So as we've pointed out, there are different definitions of a davar chashuv, different examples of davar chashuv, and one example is a davar shebiminyan, something that you would count, that you wouldn't just estimate. So if someone is getting bundles of fenugreek, you don't say, I'll just give you a bunch of bundles. No, you'd give a precise number of bundles. So Rav Meir would hold anything that is chashuv enough that you would sell it by exact numbers cannot become batel. However, the chachamim omrim yalu bechal masayim, the chachamim say that it can become batel, because the chachamim don't think that a davar shebiminyan takes away the possibility of bittul. So even though in a chinami it's a davar shebiminyan, it's something that is counted, but it can still become batel. That is the shita of the Chachamim. So the Mishnah Zayin now discusses what this Machlokas is really about, meaning Mishnah Zayin is just a continuation of Mishnah Vav. Shahayu Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir holds Es Shedarko Limanos Mekadesh, something that people typically count when you sell it, and is not sold by just an estimate of, you know, this is roughly it's just a bunch of it, but because it's a davar chashuv, they sell it by exact number of items, of pieces, so that will aser any tarovis that falls into, that is going to be chashuv enough that it will not become batel. The Chum Omrim Einu Mekadesh El Shishu Dvar Milvad. The Chum say that there are only six things that do not become batel. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shivan. Rabbi Kiva says there are only seven things that do not become batel. Meaning, even something that you sell by an exact number is not considered chashuv enough that it prevents bittel from happening. It has to be so special in order to be a davar chashuv. So now we're going to list very expensive and chashuva items that would not become batel, and there are only six or seven of them. Six according to the Chum, seven according to Rabbi Akiva. Ve'eluheim, and these are those expensive and chashav items. Egoze perech, walnuts from perech. Rimone badan, pomegranates of a place called badan. Ve'chavios stumos, and sealed barrels of wine. Ve'chulfos tradin, leaves of beets. Ve'kulse churuv, and stalks of cabbage, udalas, yavanis, and Greek gourds. Rabbi Akiva Omer, a seventh item, afki karoshel balabai. Even the loaves of bread of a balabayus, meaning which is larger than the loaves of bread of a baker. And also a baker will use more coarse flour. A balabayus is likely to use finer flour, so it's more of a chashuv item. So if any of those seven things were usher somehow, and then fell into a taroves with other things where you can't identify it, they don't become batel. How could those seven things become aser? Harayla, arla, arla. Of those seven things, some of them are fruits, and therefore they might be arla. L'kilei HaKerem, kilei HaKerem. Some of those things could become kilei HaKerem, some of the items of the list, because walnuts and pomegranates and grapes could be arla, because they grow on a tree, and beets and cabbage and gourds are vegetables, so they can't be arla, but they can become kilei HaKerem if they're planted in a vineyard. because any grains and vegetables can become kilei akarim. Trees, what it grows on a tree, does not become kilei akarim. These things are so chashuv, or were so chashuv at the time of the Mishnayos in Eretz Yisrael, that they would not become batel. So that's the machlokas. That's the basis of the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. So again, to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we learned a fundamental machlokas: whether chavilei tiltan that are kilei akarim, bundles of tiltan of fenugreek that are kilei akarim, can or cannot become batel. Rav Meir says they cannot become batel because they're a davar chashuv. The Chachamim say they can become batel, and Mishnah Zayin explained that Rav Meir holds that any davar shebeminyan will not become batel, whereas the Chachamim say no, even a davar shebeminyan will become batel. There are only seven things that cannot become batel. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Yis Ches and Tes, and Be'ez Hashem finish Maseches Arla.